Well, now in our Dream Team interview, he's going to head down to Tipton High School and talk with Tipton boys basketball coach Mike Beeman. And Mike had a couple players on the Dream Team. Let's talk first of all about your senior, Austin Pace. What can you tell me about Austin?
Incredibly athletic kid. He was kind of our motor. Scored a lot and created a lot of our offense. He averaged, I think, 16 points and almost 7 assists a game. So we kind of played through him a little bit. He created a lot of our offense. He was kind of the motor of our team.
Sound like a pretty good leader, kind of a guy that made things happen for you.
Yes, definitely. He was very aggressive, attacked the rim, to score and create for others. So we'll miss him.
What's Austin's future? Does he plan to continue playing basketball, some other sport at the college level, or will this be it for him?
Not really sure yet. He's talked to a college about playing football, so we're really not sure yet.
Well, your other Dream Team player is a junior, Connor Wolf. What can you tell me about Connor?
Pretty versatile player. He plays mostly on the perimeter for us, shoots the ball well. He led the team in threes this season. Also attacks the rim well. Pretty good scorer. One of our better rebounders, versatile defender. He can guard the perimeter or a post player, and we look forward to having him back next year, and has a bright future ahead of him.
So you say he can knock down the three? Does he shoot quite a few threes a game? Hit a pretty good percentage?
He shot around 32%. Not great, but he's one of our better shooters. I think he hit right at 43s on the season. There's kids that shoot it better, but he doesn't. We don't take a lot of threes. We attack the rim and get to the free throw line.
Well, it looks like you've got, with Connor coming back, looks like you've got some good kids coming back next year.
We graduated a lot, actually. He was my only starter that wasn't a senior. My sixth man was a senior, so next year we're going to be young. Only one sophomore on my roster this year, so next year we could see a lot of those freshmen this year playing next year as sophomores.